If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, good luck!
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's why we're here. Right, Frank? Frank's ready. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about being prepared for the monkeypox. I know. Is it ever going to end? But being prepared and knowledgeable about it gives you options. So we're going to be talking about that and some other things in our quack report. But before we get to that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. As you know, I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face and I'm minding the time because it grows short. Today's devotional puts us in Ecclesiastes 2. It says, "For God gives to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy." And in John 15, "These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain with you and that your joy may be full." Yeah, so even in these perilous times, we can still have our hope and joy in the Lord. And if you don't have hope and joy in the Lord, it's time you get it. Seek the Lord's face and mind the time. It grows short because He is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the Quacker, COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Says statistics unreliable, widely misrepresented, according to the Alliance for Health International. This was Rob Verkick, director of the Alliance for Health International. He said that the coronavirus, COVID-19, that pandemic, the statistics created a huge polarization, depended on interpretation, and cases of adverse reactions to the vaccine. So he was noting that the official figures, the statistics can be unreliable and misrepresented. People can't rely on them to understand the real impact of the disease or distinguish from the impacts of human responses to other diseases, and were misrepresented. So the paper stated there has been numerous discrepancies that indicate the reports on the vaccine effectiveness have also been grossly underestimated, and the numbers of the unvaccinated people causing statistics undermines the rating and also pushes up mortality rates. So, well, like we didn't already know that. Last but not least in the Quack Report, following backlash, CDC is pulling back the recommendation to wear face masks for air travel. That's right. The Center for Disease Control wanted air travelers to wear the masks because of the monkeypox, urging Americans, wear your mask. Helps protect against many diseases, including monkeypox. No evidence to prove that. But people are getting educated, Frank. And they pushed back because they understood that this particular disease has to be through fluid contact, typically. And if you're going to get it by respiratory, there's specifics that have to come into alignment before that can even happen. So they pulled back that recommendation, so you can jump on your flights now without having to wear a Z mask in the United States. Amen. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All right. Well, we're going to talk about preparing for the monkeypox pandemic. Oh, it's a smallpox pandemic. If you caught the show that we did earlier, you know that they infected monkeys with smallpox, and it became monkeypox, and it's pretty much the same pathogen with a little bit different fever. The fever's the same. It was the swelling of the glands, so you get some gland swelling from the monkeypox. So it's a little bit extra. If you want extra with your pox infection, it would be the monkeypox. All right, so, you know, whether we like it or not, you know, the world leaders and their prime and health authorities prepare for this next pandemic called the monkeypox, but we know it's a smallpox. So it's very clever, though. It's a clever method, I think, to report that it's a monkeypox to deflect the cause of the outbreak. But we know it's from a smallpox that was intentionally created by infecting monkeys. We all know this. So postings on your state health department websites have your instructions for, you know, social distancing and the usual pandemic precautions. Now, recently, as mentioned, the CDC did try to mandate travelers to wear face masks, again, to prevent the spread of the pox, but it didn't fly, no pun intended. People are pushing back with knowledgeable objections that the disease was spread by body fluid contact, and the CDC did back down. However, news outlets are interviewing experts to tell the public that the smallpox or monkeypox is transmissible through the air and to wear your masks. Now, we went over this before. You would need to be in the same room with an infected person for significant amounts of time to contract the disease through the pulmonary. This indicates, you know, healthcare personnel would need to take those precautions because they would be the ones treating people that are infected, and also in nursing homes possibly. So we're going to see what is in the works as the global governments prepare for this event. It's kind of a bioterrorism scenario, really. It's no secret that the world leaders have been, you know, practicing for the hypothetical bioterror threat. And today, any government can import a pandemic if they want to, or plant one in another country. So outbreak fever has engulfed the world, and anxiety is running high. So the news talks about preparedness, and what local, state, and federal authorities, what are they doing? That's what they're talking about on your news networks, and this brings about a lot of anxiety for folks. So make no mistake, world leaders want a global pandemic to bring about more control over all sectors. And you will hear terms like describing the responses as rapid, must be coordinated response, which means movement towards a lockdown once again, with more severe restrictions as health authorities describe smallpox, monkeypox, as more infectious than influenza or Ebola. And since the smallpox vaccine has not really been used since 1977, you're going to hear that most Americans have no immunity to the pox. And countries that have already experienced severe loss of freedom under the test pandemic called COVID, such as the UK, Canada, and Australia, will be the first countries under restrictions to exhibit a ghost town environment. Think about it. Here's a quote from Rhianna McIntyre, professor of infectious disease epidemiology, Australia University, New South Wales. What'd you say, Frank? Frank's got something to say. I have a brand new package of three N95s, gold standard masks, and right on the what package? Oh yeah, it says not intended for medical or specific occupational use. Oh, I know. That's been touted all over the news networks for 2 years that these masks aren't intended to prevent viral spreading. I know. And of course, I've also heard they removed that from the box. It was all over social media as well, Frank. Yeah, the masks. Yeah. Okay. If you worked in a medical environment like I did, the masks are pretty much for bacteria. Okay, so, you know, your surgeons, your nursing personnel that are attending to people, one sneeze in the OR can create a problem for the person that's, you know, lying on the table being operated on. So they wear masks. It's for bacteria because bacteria is a larger pathogen than a virus. Viruses are very tiny. They can go through the weave of those fabrics on those masks. But the bacteria is much larger and is caught. So it's really for bacteria. So, oh, not the N95. That is not a surgical mask. True. It's not. But I'm just saying, even your surgical masks are pretty much for bacterias, all right? So let's get back to this quote by Rhianna McIntyre, professor of infectious disease at Australia University, New South Wales. She said, this can then spread around the world in weeks. She's talking about the pox. We modeled a worst-case scenario, and in this case, the impact on the world would be worse than a nuclear attack, and it would take over 4 years to control the epidemic, end of quote. Fear-mongering, for sure. But this is what their scenarios, their algorithm programs are telling them. As, you know, like, we know those things are off, don't we, Frank? That's what they projected with the COVID-19, and they were way off. So let's look at the vaccine, because within days of announcing a monkeypox infectious disease, epidemiological experts in bioterrorism were pretty much already designing the outbreak scene for world leaders. Now, you got to remember, cooperation is critical, they're going to say, and it's expected. And that world leaders and the citizens should accept the preventative steps. So that's what you're going to be expected to do. One case of smallpox in the United States is enough for the health authorities to announce a health emergency. Just one case. Okay. Here is another quote from Ms. Professor McIntyre, who says, it is critical that all efforts and resources be focused on the source of the epidemic, on the areas of the world which struggle to achieve containment. So Professor McIntyre is revealing that the United States, get this, has enough smallpox vaccine on hand for all the U.S. population. So this is, in itself should tell us that this has been in the planning phase for a while. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute. Vaccines have a short shelf life. Now, in 2003, when pandemics were not the plot just yet in world events, you know, we were just coming out of that financial meltdown. So the reports from the UCLA Department of Epidemiology School of Public Health stated that due to lack of demand, the United States was forced to destroy over 81,000 doses, that's 810 vials, of smallpox vaccine. Now, the monkeypox treatment will be the smallpox vaccine. And now, a 1,000 vials contains 100 doses. That's right. 1,000 vials contain 100 doses. So the smallpox vaccine has a 90-day expiration date. 90 days, you know. So the cost of smallpox vaccine, the non-replicating strain is $4.85. A replicating strain is $28.50. And the administrative cost and training is $257.44. So that means the infrastructure to deliver the vaccine. So therefore, the United States government invested $82,560,000 to cover all the U.S. population, supposedly, with a smallpox vaccine that, when it's prepared for use, has a 90-day shelf life. So what the government hopes to do is have everyone vaccinated by the end of summer 2022. So here is an example. In 2003, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health received about $1 million to run its smallpox campaign, although that didn't include the cost of the vaccine, which was given directly by the federal government to the state. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease testified before the Senate panel in 2003 that the nation had 15 million doses of smallpox vaccine in reserve, and that testing showed that the available vaccine would retain its potency even if it was diluted to create as many as 75 million doses. I had to read that a couple of times because it's interesting. If the vaccine is diluted by 500%, it's still potent enough as a vaccine to protect you from smallpox. Sounds like a standard dose of the smallpox vaccine would be really quite toxic, wouldn't it? If they can dilute it 500 times and it still be effective, why are they giving you such a potent dose to begin with? So at any time, the FDA has the power also to extend expiration dates, and usually when they do, it's with a 3-month extension. So even if your doctor pulls a box out and says, oh, it's expired, the FDA gives us 3 months, that's fine. So here is the reason given when you explain why we even retain smallpox pathogens in labs. You know, if it's been eradicated, why do we still hold on to it? This is from the UCLA Department of Epidemiology School of Public Health. They say smallpox was officially eradicated in 1977 with the last naturally occurring cases reported in Somalia. But the attacks of September 11th, as well as the arrival of anthrax-laden letters, fueled fears that rogue agents might attempt to use smallpox as a tool of terrorism. Well, okay, rogue agents, or are we talking government agents? What are we talking about here? Governments or terrorists? Or are we talking about the same people? Frank's got something to say. The last natural occurring. Right. So there's a difference. This is what they found out with the measles, Frank. When they had that last measles outbreak in the Midwest a couple of years ago, it was a very strange outbreak of measles, and these were all in the vaccinated kids, okay? They had a longer incubation time. They had a longer infectious time. The symptoms were more severe, so the doctors started looking at the vaccine. The Canadian and American doctors were looking at the vaccine. What they discovered was it wasn't a naturally occurring measles. It was a genetically contrived pathogen that was in the vaccine. So it wasn't a natural one. So what do you want to bet? Since Fauci said he wanted to update and change and give the people a new smallpox vaccine, what do you want to bet? He's been working on this for a while. Yeah. What do you say, Frank? Isn't that called a bioweapon? I would think it would be. Yes, it would qualify. So, it ain't a vaccine, as you pointed out, Frank, unless it protects you from the disease you were being treated for. So, right? That's what the medical definition of a vaccine is anyway. So, yeah, so what you're getting in the smallpox vaccine today is anybody's guess. And, of course, you know, it's just going to be put out there and we'll see what happens, right? People are going to get injected with it. But here's, I want to tell you about this admission. This is a huge admission from people in the health area. We're coming off of this COVID-19 experimental vaccine that was offered, you know, it has offered some devastating effects and some sketchy reports on effectiveness, right? So you're going to hear that the smallpox vaccine is safe and has been around for decades to negate the experimental vaccine argument thing. So wait for that. However, there has been admissions from science that the vaccine has side effects worse than other vaccines. Here is UCLA Department of Epidemiology School of Public Health. They said this: the smallpox inoculation campaign was hampered from its inception, first by concerns among the healthcare workers over who would pay their medical bills if they fell ill from the vaccine and whether they would continue to get paid while recovering. The vaccine is generally safe, but compared to immunizations widely given today, it does have higher risks, with previous experience showing one or two recipients per million die as a result of receiving it. Hang on to yourself now. They said one or two in a million. However, other statistics on the smallpox vaccine, which is made from a virus, produce different statistics. And that is 29% of vaccinated people have post-vaccinated encephalitis and died. That's inflammation of the brain. Okay? So that's from getting the smallpox serum. And then 5% who got the vaccine, died from the vaccine. It was so toxic it killed them. Okay? So very different statistics, 29% and 5%. You know, and you put that into 320 million Americans? How many people are going to die? Do the math. Now, according to Professor McIntyre, the world would need an estimated 700 million doses of the smallpox vaccine to cover the global population. The World Health Organization has 35 million doses, and reports state there is not sufficient amounts of the vaccine on hand, and it takes 12 to 18 months to manufacture it. Well, the United States is supposedly all right now. They've got enough on hand to cover everybody here in the United States, but they say not enough globally, not enough people globally. So here's another quote from McIntyre, Professor McIntyre. Advances, get this, and this is kind of scary. This is where Fauci comes in. Advances in genetic engineering and synthetic biology have increased the risk of such bioterrorist attacks. How about, Professor, through vaccination? Bioterrorist attacks via vaccination. Right? She probably needs some enlightenment that, you know, hopefully she doesn't get it in the wrong way. Well, let's look at the side effects real quick. We've recapped on them before, but we're going to take a look at these smallpox vaccine side effects when it's administered. When it was administered to the military, they reported these: itching, swollen lymph nodes, a sore arm in the ejection site, fever, headache, body aches, rash, and fatigue. The life-threatening reactions to the vaccine were acute eczema rash, necrosis, ulcerations of the skin, encephalitis, brain swelling again, and death. So, yeah. So, some people not going to take this serum very well. And it'll probably be, you know, explained away like they had an underlying issue, heart disease, diabetes. So they're going to say they died from heart disease or diabetes, not from the vaccine. Well, you know, when you have a weakness in the system, it doesn't take too much toxin to push you over the edge. It really doesn't. Because the body's trying to deal with the first problem, typically. Now, we live in a time where multiple plagues are going to be evident, and we're going to have to be prepared as best we can, and that's going to be paramount. Remember, I keep going back in my head to that parable in the Bible, the wise virgins with the oil for their lamps. There was five. There was 10 virgins, but five were wise. They brought extra oil. The other five didn't. So as the bridegroom tarried, it represented the return of the Lord, they had extra oil to wait on him. They could endure. Whereas the other five, they had to leave and try to go scavenge some oil up. And so while they were gone, guess who came back? The Lord. And then the five wise virgins went into the marriage supper. So think about those things. Be prepared as best you can to endure until the Lord returns. And there is really no vaccine that is universal. It can't protect you from all these pathogens. And, you know, if it did, if there were such a vaccine, would it be safe and effective? That's a big question. So hemorrhagic fever plagues are serious, but, you know, God's provided some alternatives. There's gentian root, which has inhibitors to the virus. And there's been studies on this. And there are many medicinal plants that can assist the human body to fight infectious diseases and overcome them, even the big scary ones. Now, according to the Public Library of Science, they said pitcher's plant, which is Sarsenia purpurea, it's a viable therapy, they said, for smallpox. They said they used it when the plant was introduced, it kind of just stopped the disease in its tracks. So they were very impressed with that. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs are going to be releasing a smallpox product in several weeks from now, but a few weeks. Okay, so just keep your ear keep your ear out there, and we'll let you know if you're on our mailing list at Apothecary Herbs, you'll get an announcement. But they already have gentian root. So gentian root is good for the hemorrhagic fever stuff. And then you can look at the new one if you want to get the new one on hand for the smallpox. You can give them a call and get a free product catalog at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. The powerherbs.com is the web address. If you want to check them out there. And if you're international, call 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And if you do have email, sign up for the newsletters, because you also get some special information in the newsletters each week, and they're absolutely free. So go to the Books and Newsletters tab and sign up there for free. All right, we got to – ooh, bottom of the hour. We got to take a break, but we got more on the other side. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Be talking about tension. Everybody's tense. Well, you know, talking about pandemics, who wouldn't be, right? So we're going to talk about how we can control our tension and be prepared and stay level-headed for a time in which we are in. So people wonder, you know, why am I so tense? Or they don't even realize how tense they are. They are stressed out. They may even be a little depressed. Now, some people have, you know, difficulty telling the difference. You know, what they're experiencing. And sometimes it can be maybe anxiety plus stress that is causing them to tense up or even be depressed. So either way, you got hormones in full swing. You've got, you know, energy issues, concentration issues. So tension and stress overload can really put us at risk of becoming ill and even giving disease a foothold. So Kansas State University also said that stress triggers between 50 to 200 times per day. So we have a lot of stress triggers out there. They may not all be, you know, red alerts, but we still react in a biological way to them. So we're going to talk about this and look at some tension levels and what we can do to diffuse a lot of this tension. So there are some triggers. You want to be aware of your triggers. Again, the Kansas State University listed some of the low-level tension triggers we tend to encounter every day. Things like waiting in line, at a traffic light, being on hold on the phone, or maybe, hey, my big pet peeve, Frank, is not getting a live person with a pulse on the phone. It's all this phone tree stuff. Oh, goodness. How about, you know, can't find your car keys or whatever it is you just put down somewhere and you can't find it. Very stressful. Maybe you spilled something on your clothing and you're supposed to meet somebody important. All these things, you know, can give us low level tension. Or how about if you go to the store and they don't have the item, but online it said they had it kind of thing. And then, you know, when you go ask about it, oh, the computer got it wrong. That could have saved you a trip had the computer been right. So these are low-level tension things. These are stressors. And you get enough of these in a day, this could really have an impact. So a lot of people say, well, these are little hills. I don't want to die on them. So, okay, yeah. But, you know, you get enough of them in a concentrated time, then, you know, it just kind of gets on your last nerve, doesn't it? Yeah. So we tend to hold tension in our muscles a lot. And if you're tense, it's going to take you 20 to 30 minutes to release that tension and relax. So the problem comes in with at a metabolic level when there's not enough time for you to relax between these tension episodes. Therefore, tension can build up in the system. Okay, you can get muscle spasms, wake you up in the middle of the night, that kind of thing. So we need to develop better coping mechanisms for everyday hassles that tend to impact our body in major ways. Here's some more tension tighteners that you might be aware of. Stress and tension can be self-generating as well. So we overload ourselves with maybe work obligations, learn to say no to people, you know. And if they object, just say, no is a complete sentence. Don't have to explain it. I don't anymore. I used to when I was a little younger, but now I'm like, no. And they go, why not? I just say, no is a complete sentence. And they go, they're kind of just shocked by that a little bit. Some of them, they go, okay. Sometimes it's our personalities may clash with people we're working with or you know, relatives or neighbors. So if you tend to have an attitude of my way or the highway, well, then that's going to cause a lot of tension and friction with other people you encounter. So people may even talk negatively about you, and that causes you stress too. So other factors that cause us to become really tense and stressed out is our schedules are too hectic, and we're trying to deal with work, school, and other things on top of normal activity. So things like finances, unexpected illness, aging parents, you know, so there's just a lot of family demands that can really build up the tension. And so too much tension can increase your risk of heart disease, digestive problems, not being able to sleep, gaining weight, having low immunity and catching colds frequently, having your skin break out with inflammation conditions, and developing a depression. So how do you know? How do you know that you have trouble with tension and stress and you're carrying it around too much? Well, it can kind of percolate up into some emotional symptoms. As you'd be aware, maybe you get a little on the moody side or you're irritable. You know, when I get all stressed out, I do get a little I'm short tempered. I am. I know this. My children tell me this. Mom. I get the mom thing. And I go, what? Chill out. Take a woosah, take a sigh. I hit the valerian root. That's what I do. Valerian root takes tension out of the nervous system, so you're not all whacked up. Maybe you're not able to relax. That's another symptom. Feeling overwhelmed. How many of you out there feel that lately? I've felt that from time to time. You know, I get behind on my paperwork. Ugh, there's so much to do, right? Right? And then I say to myself, I haven't been outside to see the green trees. Definitely take some time to go out and see the green trees. You know, 10 minutes even. 10 minutes when you're out there, talk with the Lord. And then, you know, get back and do that paperwork and get it done. How about feeling lonely? Feel lonely out there? That can be very stressful. That has a lot of depressive action on your immune system too, if you're feeling very lonely. General unhappiness. You just, you know, just don't feel happy. Memory concentration problems. You ever notice that you're just making really poor decisions? That can be part of it, as well as, being a little bit more pessimistic than you should. And, you worry about things too much and you're anxious more than ever. So these are all symptoms. You got tension and stress. Got to deal with those. Now, also, you want to be aware of some physical symptoms that tension and stress can bring about. Aches and pains. Maybe, you know, some old injuries are flaring up, too. How about digestive problems like diarrhea or constipation? Maybe you've been diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome. Maybe it's because of stress. Doctors don't like to say it is, but it typically can be. How about feeling more nauseated. If you're emotionally upset, you can feel nauseated. If you feel threatened, you can feel nauseated. Dizziness, where you feel really overwhelmed. What do I do? Rapid heartbeat or chest pains, where you think you're having a heart attack. It's really a panic attack. Loss of sex drive. Just not interested. Frequent colds, like we talked about, the immune system suppression. Change in your appetite, change in your sleep patterns, isolating yourself. You just, you know, withdrawing more, procrastinating more, abuse of alcohol, tobacco, or drugs. Typically, people will gravitate to that. You got to really watch that. Nervous habits, maybe nail biting or pacing. I got a dog that paces, Frank. Oh, you know, the one that looks like the Jack Russell. I didn't want a Russell, but I got one. I got one unknowingly. Okay. Was told it was a Feist breed, but Feist breeds can have terrier in them, which nobody told me. And anyway, so I got this dog, right? It's a mix. It's got English terrier, bulldog terrier, chihuahua, wiener dog, Dachshund. What else? Pomeranian. Anyway, we had a genetic thing done and, you know, super mutt, pretty much. And that dog paces. Drives me crazy. She'll be out here and she'll just be pacing back and forth. I go, Leia, will you just go lay down? I have to, like, go get a dog treat and put some valerian root on it. You just chill, girl. Yeah, she's a pacer, but it just aggravates me to have someone pace. Headaches is on the list too. If you get headaches, even silent migraines are on the list. You ever get one of those? A lot of times silent migraines can give you a visual anomaly where you see flashing lights or something. You may not have pain either, but it's just tension. And you know, watch the way you sit. At work or at your desk, have a really good chair. I've always been looking for a really good chair. And my chiropractor said, you got to get a really good chair. And I'm like, yeah, I've been looking. You know, I go sit in them and, you know, they may be really great for like 10 minutes and you know, all day. It's just awful. So you know what I wound up with, Frank? I got a gaming chair at Staples. Now, they may not look stylish, but they are comfortable. And they don't hurt. let's just say that. They don't hurt the back of your legs, your derriere, your back, or anything. Very comfortable. You can sit in them for good periods of time and not feel hurt. So $200, but, you know, you don't hurt. Watch how you're sitting. A lot of times, you know, my chiropractor told me I had this bad habit of leaning forward too much, too close to the computer screen. And when I did that, I would push my chin up and my neck back. And this is where I was getting a lot of tension in my shoulders. So just because I wasn't working at my desk properly. So we got to be aware of all these things. We got to work on them all the time, pretty much. It's just part of, you know, keeping things in check and doing the best we can. Now, you want to be careful because if you're got a family tree of heart disease or you've had some cardiac reactor events, you want to be really careful about stress and tension. You can, if you have high blood pressure even. So experiencing a lot of tension several times a day can push your blood pressure up and put you at risk. So other people show digestive symptoms when they're getting these reactor events where, you know, one thing after another causes tension and stress. And it just takes its toll on the system. You can get ulcers. You can have, you know, heart flutters. People may experience immune system issues where they're sick a lot. They catch every cold that comes along. So headaches, we talked about headaches. So anxiety can bring muscle tension as well as nervous system tension. One of the things I like to do, we mentioned valerian root already, it's lovely at taking tension out of the nervous system but without sedating you. So it helps you cope with the tension, you know. And then if you get that muscle tension on top of that, then I'll use another herb as well, lobelia, which relaxes tension from muscles. So you can use both together because they work on different systems. So I'll use the relaxation formula from Apothecary Herbs as well as the valerian root. Those two together work very well. And watch the alcohol, because alcohol, even though it relaxes you initially, it's a nervous system stimulant, and it'll prohibit you from sleeping through the night. You'll wake up, and you may have trouble getting back to sleep. Also, you know, if you get too dependent on alcohol, that's not good for your liver and your kidneys and so forth. What'd you say, Frank? Gee, he says, I wonder why there is no mention of all these problems in the 1940s. Yeah. Could it be malnutrition? He says. Well, yeah. A lot of the problems we find today with internal medicine imbalance and disorders is really lack of minerals, a lot of lack of nutrition, because the foods that we have just aren't cutting it. They really aren't. So we have to, you know, do – this is why we're eating 30% more food by volume than our ancestors in the 20s, is because we're just not getting the nutrition in the food. So definitely watch what you're putting in the system. If you get the more minerals going, you won't feel as hungry and you won't overeat. So here's some ways to calm down. You know what's very helpful is watch the music you're listening to, because if you get a lot of fast-paced, boom, boom, boom music, you know, it can be wearing over several hours if you're listening to that. Try something different. Exercise, too, first thing in the morning. That'll help prepare you for the day. That really does help you think better and deal with stress better. So if you can get a 30-minute exercise routine done in the morning before you head out to work or go to work if you're working from home, that's a plus. You know, if you're not commuting, that's even better. But and you want to stay socially active. I know it's tempting to just, you know, I'm not going out, I'm not doing that, you know. And now it's just even harder because, you know, gas is more expensive and things are more expensive in general. But you got to stay socially active as best you can, because that keeps your mind engaged. And so you want to do that. This helps you stay away from the depression area. Depression, you don't want to get into a lull where you get into this depression area. And the depression medications, all they do is raise your neurotransmitter elements in your brain, so it anesthetizes the brain so that you don't care. But you still have depression. You just don't care you have depression. That's not fixing depression, is it? No. Plus, those drugs after a while don't work, and then you have depression worse than when you started. So you better deal with it while you can if you do have depression. Watch the diet. The diet's going to be huge for depression. A lot of natural B vitamin foods helpful because the nervous system runs on B vitamins, central to helping you pull out of that lull. Watch the coffee. People, I mean, I am amazed by the number of people I've talked to over the years, Frank, and they'll drink a pot or more a day. I'm like, what are you trying to do to the nervous system there? You know, so basically, watch those stimulants, okay? Alcohol, coffee, tea. Plus, if you have vision problems, you definitely don't want to have coffee and tea, or even some of the wines with tannic acids. They all have tannic acids, and they'll really mess up your vision. So your eyes don't like that kind of thing. So if you have vision problems, get off the black teas and the coffee. Herb teas are fine, and red and white wines. Red has more tannic acid than white, but the vision is a precious gift, and you don't want to mess with that. So getting that regular exercise, getting the diet to get some more certified organic nutrition in there. This is really going to help the emotional mood level as well. So it helps balance your mood. You know, exercise and nutrition going to help balance your mood. Now, if you don't have good elimination, you're holding on to toxins too long, and that can affect mood. It can affect the brain and cognitive function, so you want to make sure you have good elimination channels. If you don't think you do, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have wonderful organ cleanse products that help move those toxins out and liberate your system from a lot of that metabolic roadblock that toxins can cause. You can check them out online at thepowerherbs.com and look under organ cleanses, and you can see what I mean. And, you know, don't lose your sense of humor, right? You know, that's important to have a laugh every day, you know? I mean, I have puppies that are a year old, and they make me laugh daily. Thank goodness, right? Even though there's pacing, you know, it's her personality, you know? She's unique. And, but, you know, they're just so lively and cute and adorable. They make you laugh. They make you go, ah. So maybe if you're a little on the lonely side and you are able to find a furry friend, that's going to be probably a huge thing for you. Now, don't forget your omega-3 foods in your diet, too. Salmon, mackerel, sardines, olive oil, coconut oil, almonds. All these things are going to help you, you know, recover and get that vitality back into the system so you feel better and calmer about the whole thing. That's called life. Right, Frank? So, by the way, the folks at thepowerherbs.com, the Apothecary Herbs, they do have herbs for digestion, cardio, the anxiety area, the depression area. You know, they do have a lot of things there that you can check out. Organ cleansing, immune support, metabolic support herbs. These are all going to be game changers for you because it puts the power back in your hands. It's not in the medical establishment's hands anymore. It's in your hands. And you're going to feel fabulous about that. Yeah. You're just going to be finding the other way, the other natural road. And that's what God wants us to do, because in his good book, the Bible, if you haven't read it lately, pick it up and read it, because he'll tell you from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are your medicinal herbs for health and well-being. He says herbs are for the service of man and the healing of the nations. Man, you can't get a better endorsement than from the creator of all the universe, can you? He can't lie. So we've been missing the boat here when we closed the natural healing schools in the 1940s. Well, in 1940, they were all closed, and they went to the AMA schools of today with the petrochemical physiology of wellness. And so we got way off track from nutrition and wellness, and we went with chemicals that force a reaction in the system. Now, you know, on occasion, some of the stuff they use in modern medicine may be beneficial for stabilizing somebody, but not for long-term use. I wouldn't use stuff like that for long-term. They're very toxic. So bad for the liver, bad for the filtering organs. So you want to be careful. That's why cleansing the organs and then putting nutrition back in the system is a very universal application that's got a long track record of benefits. And it's all about you and you doing it, see? So you don't need a copay, you don't need a prescription, you don't need an appointment, you can just do that. So try to switch the Mediterranean diet if you haven't been on that. You'll sidestep things like diabetes, heart disease, and cancer because of the way that you start eating. Because remember when Grandma said, you are what you eat, and she was right. She was so right. So, you know, and once you get, when you get the meals that you're making yourself and not, you know, going to the freezer and popping stuff in the microwave, when you're making it yourself, it takes you 20, 30 minutes to make a decent home cooked meal that's full of life and vitality and it's organic and it's got all the enzymes and nutrition still in it. You're going to be amazed at how you can control your diet, your weight, your energy levels. It's just going to be just this rapid domino thing where you're just going to take more control of what you're experiencing in your life. And all without, you know, doctor's approval. You can do this yourself. And you've got that power right now. See, God didn't expect you to need a pharmaceutical industry to be healthy. He expected you to use the foods, the spices, the medicinal herbs to be healthy. See, they go with the human body, see. So check it out. See what you can do. You'll be amazed. Go down that health quest road, and I'll be your biggest cheerleader. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and get their catalog. That's a good place to start. Once you get the catalog, you probably have more questions. Then you can just give them a call and ask them questions or email them if you want. And like I said, if you can get on their email list for the newsletters, you'll get information on wellness each week. So they have the Health Quest newsletter that will go out tomorrow. So you can get on that list tonight if you want to get an issue tomorrow. And then the American Survival goes out on Tuesday. So you got two newsletters. They're both free. You can sign up and you can get both of them if you want. And it's opt-in. So if you want to just continue, just unsubscribe. So it's no big deal. So, but you'll get information that you won't get anywhere else. That's the point. ThePowerHerbs.com. And you know what? We're coming up to Father's Day really quick here. Like this month's going to be evaporating really quickly. And so I'm sure that the folks at Apothecary Herbs will have a sale soon, but keep your eyes peeled for that. If you're on their master list, you'll get an announcement on any sales that they may have, store-wide sales. Now, they do have coupons, too, up on their site that are standard, and they're up there. So if you're kind of looking around, any of the categories on products in the top left corner, you'll see a green button that says coupons. Just click that. And you can go to the coupon page and see what they have there. So the powerherbs.com, sign up for their newsletters on books and newsletters tab. If you have the internet, click on books and newsletters on the powerherbs.com and get signed up today. And I'm out of time, Frank. I am. This week went so fast. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.